Okay, now we get something we discussed superficially at the beginning of the year. How to become a shomer, how to become a shomer. Until now we'll talk what happens once you begin. Now how do you become? Okay, so the Mishnah says, Hasholas haparach, v'sholcholo b'yad b'no, b'yad avdo, b'yad shlucho. Oh, b'yad b'no, b'yad avdo, b'yad shlucho, shol hasholo. Either the mashal or the shol. Umeisa, potter. And it dies, potter. Omelo hasholel. So if the shol, if the mashal does it on his own, so is potter. Amalo Hashoel Shilchali Biabini Biaravdi Yad Shluchi or Biabincho Biaravdicho Biad Shluchacho Shomalo Hamashu Harini Mishalcholoch Biabini Amashor Shlach Vishalcho Mesa Chaye Pain Bishor Shamach Ziva. Okay. Now. Yaravdo chaye, Yaravdo evik yad rabo. Bitmiya, Hashoel shuchli, why it's not a Mashiach? Because it's a Mashiach goes from one Rishus to another Rishus. So the Gemara is beginning with a Kasha, assuming that I need a Mashiach. Hari ki ilu holich, Hari lo yotzis, Mashus Mashal. Still in the Rishus of the Mashal. Yaravake Amashmuel Biavadifi Glow Kondile Gufa. Okay. Ravama Fulkem Bevaknani Naskomalo Hakisha Bamakal Vihitovo says Rashi. Acharai hilkoch mashiyotzu somechat seiruk shol bailin bein below shomer bein al yedei shomer omdo b'shu shoel dishibed nafshe mishetetze mirshuso. He's meshabin himself when it leaves the b'shus. That means the more I told you to do something, or I agreed that this is what you're going to do, and you did something, and the animal left your rishus. It has not yet come into my rishus. So Rashi says, "Meshabed, I'm meshubed, I'm chayiv an onsen. Did I get kinyanim? I didn't get kinyanim. Can change his mind? Can't change his mind." Rashi hasn't talked about that because the Mishnah is just talking about chayiv onsen. Mace, that is Shmuel Amar. Now, Rav and Shmuel disagree. Rav and Shmuel don't disagree. Perish Rabbeinu Chananel, says Rashi, says Tosis. The Shmuel Polagal Eder Rav. Laz Hilchos Kavos Eder Rav. We don't paskin like Rav. Dom Hikin Shmumaka Vatovo. L'chayiv. So, we paskin like Shmuel. And so, if this is so, so that means what there is a machlokes in Rav and Shmuel. Bechora, let's just take it on its simple thing that Shmuel requires that it come into his rishus, and Rav says just it goes out of the rishus of the mashal. Let's if you take a look in the Rosh says there is no machlokes in Rav and Shmuel. Everyone agrees that when it leaves the rishus of the mashal, it's good enough. Again, Rabbi Nachman. Okay. Now, if you take a look in the Ran in our sugya, let's just begin the Ran of all Rishonim, as he spells it out. Where's he coming from? Per Shaliba the Rav Machayeva, Nami Midin Arev. We'll go back to everything discussed. There is a Gemara in Kedushin like this. And the key to this sugya is the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Ches. If normal Kedushin, the husband hands the wife, Ariyah Mekudeshously, puts in her hand, she makes a Kenyan Yad on it, she's Mekudeshes. There is a halacha that says like this. If she says, give the money to somebody else, it's Kaddish Ani Lo. It is, she's Mekudeshes Midin Arev. What does the Gemara say? What is an Arev? An Arev is that I borrow money. And the Arev says, if in case I don't pay, he'll pay. Who makes the Kenyan? The Lova makes the Kenyan. He takes the money. And who is Chayiv? The Arev is Chayiv. Gemara says, such a thing needs Xeris HaKosef. Where's Xeris HaKosef? It's interesting, Xeris HaKosef. Yehuda tells Yaakov, Anocher Avenu, Miyodi Tavakshenu. Or Pozik Emishle, Rav to Lijzar. It means, Torah, using the Arev, it's an accepted fact. An Arev is Chayef. Arev is Chayef. Now the question is, you didn't make a Kenyan. How this Kenyan of Arev works is a major, major machlok Rishonim there in Kedushin, which affects our sugya in a very, very deep way. But the fact it works, and not only works, it works for other Kenyanim. For instance, let's say I want to buy a house, and the Mocha says, give the money to so-and-so. Morris says, Cheng Ninyan Mekach U'Memker. It works. Cheng Ninyan Mekach U'Memker. It works. So, there's another Gemara. Morris says, she says, Nomal Gabe Sela. Put it on a rock. Yeah. Im Sela Shalot. If it belongs to her, it doesn't belong to her. So, Gemara has a whole discussion. And she said, you know, there's a cat, the cats, they're guarding, and that time they didn't have cats running around, they had dogs running around. No, look, Kelev, see, there's a Kelev over there. Give him a steak, and I'll be Mekudesh to you. So the Gemara has a distinction there. Is a Kelev chasing her, and she benefits from it, she doesn't benefit from it. It's all Gemara Daf Chesam based in Kedusha. Comes along the Ramban. The Ramban there in Kedusha Daf Chesam based comes with a big Chiddush. What is the halacha of an Arev? Halacha of an Arev is that what will be in the following case? I tell you, throw money into the Yam and I'll pay you back. Chayef. In Arev is, if I tell you to endanger your money, and you lose the money because I told you to endanger it. This is the simple pshat in the Ramban. Nuts, as we see, go on. And as a result, you lose money, I owe you. That's exactly because of Arev. Okay. So, if I tell you to loan money to so-and-so, and he doesn't pay, you endangered your money, because you endangered your money, and I agreed to pay, so then I'm chayef. Ramban and Kedusha. And okay, this is number one. So Rok Monoli, either Yerushalmi doesn't agree with it. He says that if you take a look carefully at Sugya and Kedusha and Chesam and Beis, it does. Then the Ramban comes up with an unbelievable kasha. There's something that contradicts what I'm saying. A Mishnah in Baba Metzia, Daf Tzadei Tesso, Midbeis, Rav and Shmuel. He says, what's the Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel? and we paskin like Shmuel. Apparently, according to Rav, I tell him, send your animal out and it'll walk 5 miles and it's going to find my house. And it, the moment it leaves, you're reshus. So Rav says, chayev. Shmuel says, not chayev. So maybe everything I said here in Kedushin is according to Rav, not according to Shmuel. That's Ramban's kash. His big yisod there is contradicted by nothing else but a Mishnah here and Tzadik Chesam Beit, Tzadik Tesam and Aleph. He says, no, it's not true. He says, what'll be if I say the following thing? I say, loan money to so-and-so. The moment he makes a kinyan, so he owns the money. So the malva lost the money if the person doesn't pay. But let's say I said, give money to my little child, not a bar kinyan. And he's going to do something with the money. What's the story? She says the Ramban, that's machlokes in Rav and Shmuel. What's machlokes in Rav and Shmuel? That I put something into potential danger. I can pull back. So until I actually lose the money, it's not chayev. That means I give the money to the child. Child's kinyan is not a kinyan. It's not a kinyan. So I can always pull it back. That child does something with the money, takes a match and burns the money. So then Yechayef. Shmuel says, it left the rushus of the marshal. Nothing happened. The marshal didn't go chasing it to get it back. So nothing's happened yet. When something happens, then Yechayef. But if I say Zrok Mona Leyam, throw it into the ocean, it's gone. If I throw the steak to the dog and the dog eats the steak, it's gone. That is how the Ramban in Kedushin Daf Ches Amud Beis interprets our sugya, and that's why it's Midin Arev. Now, we have to understand what Midin Arev means. Midin Arev there says like this. If she says, let's say, if I tell someone, give a matana to Reuven and I'll pay you back. So then I owe him money. I owe him money. According to Mamba. Reuven made a king, I owe him money. So if she says, give money to Ploni, I'll be makudish to you. The money she would owe him because he gave so-and-so a matana. Instead of that, she's using that for kedushin. The potential money that she would owe just by the fact that he gave so-and-so money, if she would say, give money to Ploni, v'chayev anilach, she'd be chayev. He said, that's midin arev. Even if it's a, doesn't have to be a halvah, it can be a matana. So the money she would be chayev, she says, but instead of my paying you back, that potential money we'll use for kedusha. I tell someone, give money to so-and-so. Fine. I would owe him the money back. Instead of paying you back, we're going to use that to buy a sod, to buy a house, to buy whatever. Fine. There's a potential money. Now, what is Machayev? And here you have a Ramban against the Rashba. Rashba says, no, Ramban, you misunderstood the whole thing. According to the Rashba, no. When is Arev? If I give money to someone and he makes a kinyan on, that kinyan is Machayev the Arev. You don't get a chiyu just by throwing money out the window. You get and there's no such thing. There's a cause of Arev is the kinyan of the lover is Machayev the Arev. But you need a kinyan and a Machayev. There's no such thing as creating chiyuv without a kinyan, says the Rashba. So according to the Rashba, this whole way of thinking doesn't get started. But now we have, so this is where the Ramban's coming from. Now, if you take a look at the Ritva, Ritva has a whole different way of looking at things. I'm just outlining all the shitas, Kedush and Daf Ches Amud Beis. Ramban says like this in Kedush and Daf Ches Amud Beis. Take a look at Kedush and Daf Ches Amud Beis. The cave in the Mapik Mamona Apume, as long as he's throwing money out on her, say so. In Kiblola, if he is makabel to pay her back, midin arev chayevas l'shalom, you have to pay. Mamona shaklam, avo hoche, okay. That he says. Avo hadvar marim, it would seem to me from the sugi here on Chesom Adbeis, armelo hashlech mones aleyam, throw 200 shekel bill into the ocean, Ves Kadesh and Loch, was a Makudesh. Chemidin Arev, Machayev Bekabla. Anami Ktoni, Tnola Kelev, Enuda. But if she says, give it to the Kelev, and you give that steak to the Kelev, and I'll be Makudesh to you, it's Chayev. He says, Min Arev, Havol, what he says, he'll say, lend it to a Chayev. He says, but I have a problem. But Metzia, the Idma Hashleni Paroscha, Va'amalo biyad mihekisha b'makavi tovo acharayim. Amar Rav Nachman, Allah, kevin shiotza mishus mashal meisel chayim. Sugi mashma de pligelo shmuel v'ravash. He says, I'm going to say there's a machokas between Shmuel and Rav. Upasek Rabbeinu Chananu var Rav Moshe Asfardi the potter Shmaminod lo mechayev inish b'chayev she'ela. He says the person is not chayev in a chayev of she'ela. He's not chayev in onsen. We're talking only. You all right? Not chayev. He's talking the chayev onsen. Until it gets on the shoes of the shower. No. He said, Tame the Cheresh, Veltzim. He says, but, if I say give it to a Cher, if a person makes a kinyan and it's irreversible, so then you have out of rate. But if you give it to a Cheresh, Shota Vekotten, there's no kinyan, it's reversible. Okay. That's how the Ramban learns. Okay. Walks in the Ritva. So what is the Ramban? How does the Ramban explain? If you lose money, as a result of my telling you to do something, and I said, and I will pay you for it, and I agreed to pay you for the money, so the moment it becomes irreversible that you definitely lost the money, so I become chayev. Says, and that's Shmuel. Says, Rav, no. The moment the money put into danger, you potentially lose it, then you're chayev. That's how the Ramban here in Kedush and Daf Ches Amud Beis learns the sugya according to the Ran. So here's where that's where the Ran is coming from. Let's see the Ran inside here. Now, if you take a look in the Ran in Kedush, he brings the Ramban and Rashba, just brings a machokas. Here in Kedush, he says, "Peirish Haliba the Rab Machayba Anami Midin Arik." Komela Chaver Sok Mano Leyam Ves Chayva Nilah Chay Midin Arik. We'll prepare Kama the Kedush. Zakalocha Ravat, Ravat, the Rift didn't bring Rav. Srilay the Lesser, the Shmuel Polagan, Ochanami Mistabra. Okay. Hey, Pasakaramba. So I chitema my lechayim din arev ki inach like the Gemara lo dami came the asli behade para. So he says like this. I told you to send someone to take care of the para. And he says, So if I send someone to go along with this thing and take care of it, so I was confident that it would be taken care of. I was willing to be mashabed myself. Aval hikisha b'makel. Well, I am no smichas das. That's, he says. So there's a dinar of how far, of what my smichas das is, when the smichas das is. So he says, if I would tell him, hit it with a makel, and I will take a chrayas now, so he's going to be higher. Just hit it with a makel, it's no raya that he meant to take a chrayas. But then a chanami. If there's a raya he meant to take a chrayas, he spelled it out, he's going to be chayav. Arev. We'll see, it's not so simple, arev. So in Iran here, it goes like the Ramban there. The Rashba can't tolerate something like that. Because according to the Rashba, in order to be chayav, or if you need a Maisa Kenyan, there's no Maisa Kenyan here. Now, what does Tosas say? There's a bar of the Tosas here. Oma Hikik Shemakal. Came in Shiyotze, Lechor and Nira, the Maya Bishiyotze, so Miyad Lasimta. There's a regular Kenyan here. Without a Kenyan, how are you going to be Chayev? That's Tosas' problem. Okay. Now, where are they all coming from? So now we have the Tosas on the bottom says, "Well, that's chayav onsen." Comma, if not chayav onsen, or shomechina below mashicha chayav b'pshia, nor a hanach lefonai. Okay, but wait a second. So. So maybe Tosis, and Tosis in the end says, "My Raphael Yotzes Miyalur Shusarom Nins Chayba Onsin Kanya Meshicha B'Shusar Rabbim Avagav Lo Kansan Yemekach Kamo Shoel Kardum." Vam Lo Kama Dukani Meshicha Is Chayba Onsin Avagav Lo Kanya Chazara. So what is Tosis saying? Tosis is saying they're two separate things. To get Kinyan Eshayla, you can get Kinyan Eshayla just for going to Shusar Rab. You need a full Maisa Kenyan. But his Chayav Onsen, the moment it goes to Rishas Rama, right, Chayav Onsen. Maybe he's talking, could be, he's talking Midin Aref. We'll have to see what Tosas does in Kedush and Dav Ches. But Tosas is Machalik between his Chayav Onsen and Kinyanim. Now here we're going to have to wait 1 second. What is the Ramban going to do with this whole thing? Because the Ramban, Mechiv Onsen of Ashoel, is tied in Mechiv HaShoven. That means, L'chore, tied in Kinyonim. I'm just sort of outlining everything we're going to have to do to put together this puzzle. Okay, so let's take a look, for instance, what the Rashba says, and that Tosas has a Raya from Daf Pei. That histalkus is enough. So let's see what the Rashba does there. And because the Rashba doesn't believe in Arif, can't use Arif. You say, Rashba daf pei. Says, where are we? Doesn't say, oh, don't I tell it says in Brother Kama. He did that. Oh. What? What? What?
They quoted from Maggid Mishnah.
Okay. So let's take a look at the Maggid Mishnah quotes the Rashba. What? Maggid Mishnah quotes the Rashba. Anachlo Fonai. Where is it, Daf? Sharapikon, Daf. Baragimel. What?
Schiras base.
The Rambam's in the opinion need a Kinya Mashiach. Because of a Rashba. Hanach lefonai. Oma memachai of Harmin and Kedar Shtik Mashiach of Bakur Kratin Mashiach of Bisharim. Royally. Niach lefono basimto. בתוך ארבע עמוס, מנבי בבהמת, וכיש במקל, והיא בו, כמי לפרק השואל, הם את הרייבי. But if you take a look at where the right. But that means, that I have to do either Kenyan Chotzer or Kenyan Mashiach, and there's a Mashiach into a Simta, or a Chotzer in a Simta. Kish v'makal v'hi tovo, kem shiotz v'shuz ba. Mashu into a simta is chayev. Kol shem hayozeh b'shus hashom eshim is chayev v'kach. Okay. No, because according to the Rashba, he doesn't believe in this whole institution of Arev. So he doesn't believe in this whole institution of Arev. So what do you have? You have to do regular, normal Mashiach, like the Rambam says. Like Tosus thought. You need a regular Kenyan. Okay. So we have Rishonim Lechora split, but then we have two other things that have to be taken into consideration. In walks the Ritva with a very unique, unique Shita. And, yes?
Is Rashba saying that even Lenin Otsin as well?
What?
Is the Rashba saying that even Lenin to be Chayiv for Otsin?
Chayiv aren't, you're not chayiv unless you do a regular full Kenyan. He doesn't believe in any of this stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, why is the Rashi separating between the Simta of Adamant and Kishimachal?
Because, he says, Simta I can use as a Chotzer, I can use it for Mashiach as well. Either one. Is a Rashba Baba Kama here? Did I go a second? Rashba Kadusha. Let's see. Wait a second. Wait, I saw the Rashba inside. Wait 1 second. The Gemara says, and the Bava Basra says, what did the Arev do in order to become Chayiv? And it says, Bahi Hanoa, what is it? That why did Reuven lend Shimon money? Because Levi says, if he doesn't pay, I'll pay. So if he doesn't pay, I'll pay. So that means Reuven trusts Levi. He says he gets Hana for getting a reputation of being a trustworthy individual. And the Ritva says, okay, no. And the Ritva says there, he says in it, he says on Daf Ches Amud Beis in Kedushin, he says it in the, he says it in a million places. Hano hu kesef b'chol mokom. When we talk, Hano is kesef. So according to the Ritva, how is he going to be learning us? So you will say that if the shovel tells the marshal, send it to me and I'm taking chrayis, means the marshal's trusting the shovel to be a trustworthy person, to take care of it, to return it to him. So the shovel gets hana. And that's kesef. Whole different model. Other Rishonim have a different mahalach. That's not what an Orev works. How does the Rashba tell us an Orev works? Asher bo metziya daf tzadei dalet omer aleph. What does he say? A person can't become chayev unless he gets some hano. That's not the kinyan. That's a side condition you need to become chayev. So, ein echanami. The kinyan of the lova is, in terms of dinei kinyan, is v'chayev the earth. But you don't give unless you get. That's the klal. And since what happened, so what does the Orev get out of this whole deal? He gets a reputation of being a very trustworthy person. So he's getting something. That's not according to the Ritva, that's kesef kinyan. And the Ritva says it in Tzadei Daled, the Rishon says it in Daf Pei, the Ritva says it everywhere. Hano hu kesef b'chol mokom. Where is there exact kosef that tells us that hano is kesef? That is what the exact kosef is all about. So he's coming from a totally different angle. So you have the Ramban's way of learning our sugya. You have the Rashba way of learning the sugya. And you have the richest way of learning the sugya. Okay. There is Kenyan Kesef here. Midin Arif. Number one. Number two. There's no mean you need a regular Mashiach, and only a regular Mashiach is going to do it. The Rambam, the Rashba, etc. There's no such thing without it. And the Kenyan Kesef. All of this we'll begin to analyze, understand, but that's sort of what's happening here. But then, yes.
Does Ramban require a kinyan for the shayvar to be chayv?
He just says as follows: Midin Orev, that I, what is it? I, just like an Orev, I'm a chayv because someone endangered something. And I agreed to pay. So too, anytime I endanger something, I agree to pay. So I'm chayav. And I endanger something and I say, I take a chrayas for it. So I have to pay. I raised that problem 15 minutes ago. I'm going to get there. I'm outlining how everyone looked at the circuit. Walks in the Rosh. Rosh is a whole different. The Rosh, first of all. No, take a look in the Rosh. There's no machlokets bachal between Rav and Shmuel. They all agree. The Rosh in Kedushin says what? I disagree with the Ramban. I agree with my friend the Rashba. Doesn't work. The Rosh in our sugya, how does he say, you need a Mashiach HaBasham or you don't need a Mashiach HaBasham? You don't need a Mashiach HaBasham. So what do you do? Where's he coming from? Big problem. That's number one. So he doesn't fit into any of these schemes. But then Machn Ephraim comes up with a very powerful kash against the Ran and the Ramban. Very powerful kash. Machn Ephraim, Hilchos Sharmim, Siman Zayin. He says, wait a second. What does the Ramban say? If I tell you to do something, you're going to lose money. And as a result of what I told you, I have to pay. I reimburse you. That's all right. But wait a second. He says, you can't take the Ramban on, at least the Ramban on his... The Ramban quotes Aravasogya. And he refines that between Rav and Shmuel, irreversible, when the loss happened, potential loss, real loss. Okay, that. But he's working. He says, wait one second. What's our Mishnah talking about? So if the Ramban, if you say, Hanach Lufonai, put it down and I'll watch it, and you didn't watch it, okay. You say to trust me, and you didn't, and I violated that trust, and as a result, something happened to the object, I understand. Says Machn Ephraim. But here we're talking about onsen. Nothing to do. The car was walking, and all of a sudden, a meteor falls down in Hashemayim and hits. Okay? Something happens. Total onus. Total onus. Something happens totally unpredictable. You're still going to be chayiv. Wait one second. Had nothing to do with I told you to endanger your money, and if you lose, I'll pay you. Independent of that. So, says Machn Ephraim, wait a second. We have to now rethink how to define the Ramban in a more precise way. Number one. That's Machn Ephraim jumps up. Wait a second. You can't take it, just keep shoot over what the Ramban says. How you create chiyuvim. You can't do it. That's a very powerful kasha. And the Ran is very, and the Ramban in Kedushin spells it out very clearly. This is Medin Arev, and the Ran in Aosugya spells out very clearly it's Medin Arev. Okay, now, then we walk in with another problem. What do we do with the Rosh? So then maybe I have a good idea, says the Machn Ephraim. What's the idea for all of those of you who have learned Tatsochus Omnin? Okay. What is the kinyan with which a poel, when does a poel have a kinyan that he's chayev to do the job? When? Hascholas melacha. Hascholas melacha. I hire someone to do it and it begins working. Okay, he has to finish the job. So Hasolos Melachos, he says, maybe Hanach Lafanai is a kinyan. Hasolos Melacha, you have to watch it. The moment I walk away and you have to begin watching it, that's Hasolos Melacha. Maybe. He suggests this is a possibility. So we have all different ways of understanding how a shomer becomes a shomer. And we have to, there is Midin Arev, which we'll, in a second we'll see ain't so simple, but even that we bumped into problems. Machn Ephraim raises those problems. It's Midin Kesef. The simplest is, obviously, the Rambam and the Rashi, you need a Maaseh Kinyan. And we're talking in our situation. There is a Maaseh Kinyan. But, you know, there are a lot of very famous people who disagree with this. So, okay. Now, that's number one. Now, number two. Let's even begin the Ramban of Arev. Let's assume we solve the problem that Machn Ephraim. Machn Ephraim is a very serious problem. Let's say you solve the problem of the Machna Ephraim. Kesef. Wait a second. There are two types of kesef. There's kesef kinyan and kesef pirayan. For instance, I want to buy $100 million mansion. So how do you buy that? Kesef shtar and chazaka. How much kesef? Shava pruta. It's $100 million. No. So the two things. The price, and if I would set the price at $100 million, as mentioned. No. Nowadays, they're giving away all the property belongs to the Russian oligarchs. Their yachts are $700 million. Their mansions. Okay. Giving it all away. You buy it and say, okay, it's worth a few $100 million. So you put down, if you do a shtar chazaka, that's the kinyan, and then you owe the money. You do a kinyan kesef, you put down a shava pruta, and to that's the kinyan, and then you owe the balance of the money. So there's kesef kinyan and kesef pirayin. Now, all of a sudden, according to the Ramban, so what is it? Who gets the money and who gets the money here? You have the shoel tells the marshal, endanger your property, just send the thing walking through a rishus harabim, and I'm chayef. Well, to me, dinarev. So that means if something happens, so what is it? The money. So what happens? So I understand what happens in Kedusha Kesef. That means she says, give money to Ploni. So she would be chayav money. Instead, you use the money for Kesef Kedusha. You buy a house, give the money to Ploni. So I would be chayav, use that money for Kesef Kenya. But how does that work in Shamran? Yes.
The Ramban doesn't say that the Arev is making a showman. No?
What?
The Ramban isn't saying the Arev makes a showman in the Mishnah. He's saying that by the Shlach of Hara,
what?
You're chayv with an Arev until it reaches you, and then you become a showman. No?
Okay. But you're chayv for chayv. No, the two things. One is the chayv onsen, and one is the din showman, right? So it's apparently totally independent of Chiyav Onsen, right?
Right. He says if there's five
of
Imo, you'd be
caught.
Who'd still be
caught? Oh, well, Imo, okay. Tosa doesn't agree with that, right? Now we get into the bowl of Imo problem. Okay. Now, yeah, we have, but what does the Ramban say? Ramban says, what? You don't know. Okay. So, now the question is, are we Chiyav him? He didn't. There's a Chiyav Onsen. There's a chiyav onsen. Now Tosis is very bothered here, right? And this is where the ball of evil thing plays a big role. Tosis is a chayiv midin shomrim, right? Because that's why Tosis jumps up. I got a problem with ball of evil, right? So Tosis, the Ran is working midin ore. The question is, how's Tosis work? So the Ran says it's a chiyav bealmo. I'm telling you, endanger your property. And your prop, something happens to your prop, I'll pay. Okay. Now we'll have to check all the different. Now, this I've just outlined in a very detailed way all the different ways of learning it. And we're going to have to go step by step by step by step. Is it, you have to see the Rishonim in four places. See the Rishonim, the Ches, and Kedushin. That's Kri. Because they bring, it's not that the sugi is irrelevant to them. Ramban Adarabba. He refines what he said by the Machlokas of Rav and Shmuel and is explaining to us what is the Machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. The Ritva also explains to us what's the Machlokas. And we have to see what he says. And the Rashba and the Rambam are very, very at this point, are very smooth sheets. leave those on the side. Now, here you have, the Rosh is going to come up with a headache because he doesn't believe in this whole Arev business. He doesn't believe in this, apparently he doesn't believe in this Kesef business of the Ritva. And still he says his Histalkut is good enough. So then the one who jumps in that, because some people in the Shir jumped in that earlier, but the one who addresses it directly a few hundred years ago is Machna Frey. He says, what do we do with the Rosh? Oh, and then he suggests Hascholos Melacha. Then you see he goes through Hascholos Melacha if that works or doesn't work. This is the outline in a very complete way of the Sukkah. What I want to begin doing is tomorrow go very carefully through the Ramban. Let's be one by one. The Ramban and how we deal with the Machna Ephraim's powerful kasha against the Ramban. It's not so simple, but it's not so hard either. Let's begin. What the Ramban says about Hanach Lefonai. And we have to tie this in with the Ramban of Chiyav HaShavet. It could be that the Chiyuv here has nothing to do with Shomrim B'chlal. Stam a Chiyuv, like Master Shomrim Chiyuv Yos Kishol, whatever that means. Now, see, and we're going to have to be very careful how we define how you become a Shomer. All the way back, we discussed this in the very beginning of the year. Now we're tying it all together. That's why I jumped to the sugya. And how to become a Shomer. The Chiyuv here is Midin Shomrim and not Midin Shomrim. All the Rishonim who jump up with the problem of Bolavimo, they're assuming it's Midin Shomrim. Otherwise, they wouldn't have a problem with Bolavimo. The Ron says nothing to do with Shomrim. Stam Yitzchayv is Bialma. That's all. But even though he's still going to bump into the Ramban's guy, the problem Machna Ephraim had with the Ramban, that the animal dies has nothing to do with anything of the danger. It would have died anyway. Malihasim, it would have died anyway. And a total onus happened. So therefore, this is how, let's begin with the Ramban and the Ran. And see, the Ran agrees, but we have to see what they say in Kedushin and Afpei, Hanach Lefonai, how they describe Hanach Lefonai, how they describe how they describe Tikna B'Shicha B'Shamrim, and how we get the whole thing. Okay? I outlined all the issues, we haven't yet begun. how to look at the sugya, how to understand it, and we'll begin one by one.